Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us today, we have Blanchard City Manager Roger Colvin with us. And Roger, good to have you on the show.
Good morning, George. Thanks for having us.
And we also have Parks and Rec Director Chris Wittenbach. Chris, how you doing?
George, doing great. Thanks again for letting us come on.
It's all everything Blanchard on the Cool Conversation program today. And we want to thank our sponsors with the Community Bank of Oklahoma and Stanley Systems for helping us out. So, Roger, fairly new to the Blanchard area, so just give us a little bit of your city manager history. You've been at it for a while.
I have been at it for quite a while. So, George, I started my original career was in public accounting, and after 13 years of the joy that is, had the opportunity to join a city in Arizona in their finance department.
And where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Montana.
Okay.
So went to Arizona, worked for one of the big suburbs of Phoenix for a couple of years, and a newly incorporated city got a hold of me and said, hey, we need a finance director. So I had the opportunity to go join a new city, help build a city from scratch, which was an interesting little task to undertake. Had the opportunity to work with a great team of people to bring all that together. The interesting thing about Maricopa is that at one time it was the fastest growing city in the entire nation. When I went there in 2004, there were 4,998 people living in Maricopa, Arizona. Today, there's over 54,000 people living there. For a period of time, we were issuing 800 single-family permits a month. So I have, before my hair fell out from doing it, had the opportunity to work in a rapidly growing entity that we were basically just trying to keep ahead of the curve as best we could.
Challenging, so, with infrastructure, I'm sure.
Absolutely,
I can't imagine.
Absolutely. So all of that brings us to the opportunity, because the skill sets that it bring from learning from high growth areas is you can bring them to areas like Blanchard now that is kind of starting to pick up that growth curve and being able to handle the issues that come along with growth growing faster than your infrastructure can possibly grow. Served there as finance director, as the interim city manager, and then as the assistant city manager. The interesting thing about Arizona, for the population that it has, is that there are exactly 88 incorporated cities in the state of Arizona, built within 15 counties. And so opportunities for advancement in municipal government are kind of limited by that number of entities. And so when I had the opportunity to start kind of looking for go from assistant city manager to city manager, started having to look outside of Arizona and landed in Anadarko, which is a great little community to our west here, and spent a couple years there. An opportunity.
That was when?
That was from 2012 to 2014. Mm-hmm. Following that, I had the opportunity to go to Glenpool, Oklahoma, as their city manager, and spent about 3 years there. Then went to Coweta as their interim city manager and was made their city manager and was there for about 6.5 years. Most recently went to Muskogee as their – actually is their assistant city manager and became then the interim city manager. And Muskogee was not where I wanted my career to kind of reach that finality. And nothing wrong with Muskogee, mm-hmm. but the Blanchard position came up, and I saw that as an opportunity to kind of guide a town through its high growth period at the tail end of my career, and really, you know, kind of help make Blanchard be everything Blanchard can be. And there's plenty of opportunity.
There is so much that's going to be coming to this region over the next decade or so. And we've known about the growth in the Tri-City area for the last 5 or 10 years, and just a massive development now, really growing you know, Blanchard to Tuttle, Newcastle becoming larger school districts now from, you know, 2A and 3A to now 4A and maybe 5A at some point here in the future. So good that you've had the experience with growing communities. So I'm sure that was one big reason you said, hey, let's check this out. So.
Absolutely.
All right, so what are some big projects we're working on right now?
Well, so we're working on, of course, the word is out, Thorpe National is under construction today.
And what is Thorpe National?
So Thorpe National is going to be a PGA Championship course, golf course, 18 holes, plus, you know, all the amenities that go along with it, built with about 400 houses built around it in a private community. It will be a private course, of course. The purpose behind all of that and why it affects Blanchard and it affects the entire region is, as a championship course, it will attract PGA tournaments. And those PGA tournaments bring tourist dollars and TV crews and all of the things that kind of go along with the PGA tour. That will drive construction of new retail and new hotels and restaurants and all of the amenities that those tourists will expect to have provided for them, which is good for Blanchard and will be good for the entire region, I think. To go along with that, we are in the process of developing another retail and commercial section of the city up on Highway 9 at the intersection with 62. And the bright news about that is the first portion of that property is being looked at by an educational facility that is looking at acquiring 60 acres up there. And this particular entity will provide educational opportunities for adults and
job training
mm-hmm. For adults and for students in our secondary schools. That will help prevent them from having to travel quite a distance to their main campus. And the big news that I'm sure everybody's heard, that the Chickasaw are building a hospital there in Newcastle. Mm-hmm. Well, this particular institution will help train the people that are going to work at that hospital. So it's kind of a good synergy between several different entities trying to help each other out, bring this amenity to our community. Around that, we're hoping to develop, of course, a lot of retail and housing that will not only serve the current citizens of Blanchard and Newcastle, but citizens that will be coming that way for jobs and educational opportunities and to work at Thorpe National, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of big things that are happening in that area.
And I'm sure you hear about the development that's going to be going on by the Chickasha Airport with an energy company coming in and a power plant being built for an AI company that was just announced early this year. So that's going to add to the growth in the area as well. So.
Absolutely. And, I think it's important that the communities around this area, especially the smaller communities, kind of band together and work for the common good of our citizens and our ratepayers. The city of Blanchard and the city of Tuttle are currently working on joint project to bring more water across the river from Oklahoma City to feed the growing communities of Tuttle and Blanchard and cities that are south of there that are actually being fed through that from that system now. And I think it's important for our citizens to see governments being able to work together, because that has not always been the model. And I think from the standpoint of a taxpayer myself, I enjoy seeing governments doing their best to build shared facilities that can jointly benefit many different citizen groups and save costs by not having to duplicate those facilities.
Looking to make some improvements to your police department, so talk about that a little bit.
Yes, we're working on a project now to rehabilitate an existing facility in bring the police department from downtown over just behind where City Hall sits today there on North Council.
Talk about your new budget for the fiscal year and how that compares to the past and the number of employees for the City of Blanchard.
Well, so the City of Blanchard today has 79 full-time employees. The budget that we passed this year is kind of a little, it was done a little kind of oddly because I was coming in the door on May 1. The long-term city manager was preparing to retire. And so
Robert Floyd, long career.
Absolutely. A heck of a great guy. If you happen to see Robert out and about now, just congratulate him for the great job he did in setting Blanchard up for success in the future. The budget that he put together for us, knowing that I was coming in the door, wasn't designed to be a full year budget, thinking that we'll get about halfway through and say, okay, now here's how we need to amend this budget to get us through the rest of the year and have a better planning for the next year. The challenge, of course, in high growth areas is that you're not sure what's really going to happen. You can take a guess at it, but you're not really sure what's going to happen. So based upon that, the budget we've adopted for this calendar or this fiscal year really doesn't compare directly mm-hmm. to other budgets we've had because it's not designed to do that. But by the time we get through November or so, we'll be before the council to amend that budget to get us through the rest of the year and kind of have a better financial plan looking at future years.
Roger, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Anytime you want to get on the radio, let us know. We'll talk about Blanchard things going on.
Thanks, George. I appreciate it.
Back on our Cool Conversation program this morning, let's spend a few minutes with Chris Wittenbach, the Parks and Rec Director for the City of Blanchard. And Chris, always good to have you on the show and give us a little recap of some things you've been doing. But, you know, kudos to you and your crew for the great independence celebration you had over the 4th of July. That was awesome.
Appreciate it. And I was going to say right off the bat, thanks for coming out and joining us. Yeah. I know you did a live remote out there, and I even saw some Facebook moments that you had out there. So it looked like we were having a good time. So I appreciate you coming out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this year's 4th of July, I would love in front of my new city manager to take all the credit for it, but the fact that we had 78 degree weather played a huge part in how big our event was. And I got to tell you, it was probably the largest event that I've done in my 16 years here with City of Blanchard. What happened was the area of the event where you were at, where mm-hmm. all the people were, the numbers have come in, and we had 8,700 people just right kind of in front of the stage listening to everything. But the big number that I'm really kind of excited about was on the July 3rd, from the hours of about 5 o'clock till about 11 o'clock, Blanchard saw an increase to 23,000 people. That is a huge influx of people.
And the population is?
About 9,800, mm-hmm. somewhere in there. So, yeah, a little more than doubled it. So, yeah, we're really proud of that. We're proud of the fact that we get to not just set off fireworks, but that we get to honor the military and actually honor the 4th of July. And not just, it's not all about food trucks and fireworks. It's about what the whole event is supposed to be about, and that's celebrating our independence. So right. We're really proud of that.
All right, and looking forward to next year when we're celebrating 250 years as a country.
Yeah.
And it's going to be crazy. Every place next
it will
year,
be crazy.
So it'll be nice. So.
Well, hopefully we can increase a few things. And we've added some things this last year that we didn't have before. And so we're definitely looking to have those back.
What were the new things?
We had a 12x9 digital board instead of the we used to have these little stretchy cloth mm-hmm. things with projectors behind them. And the problem was you rent them for the whole day, but you couldn't see them until 9:20 when it got dark enough to see them. So, but this billboard that we brought in, we could 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's like watching a huge TV. So you see them at tailgates and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So we definitely appreciate Corey's working with us and having that out there, and we're going to work with that type of setup again.
How many vendors did you have out there? Food trucks and all?
We had close to 70.
Yeah, wow.
George. Yeah, it was a great event. Our local businesses have all phoned in and told me that they had phenomenal turnouts as well as far as their sales. So it's good for everybody.
Let's talk about some upcoming events. You seem like every month you've got something going on in Blanchard.
I literally do have something every month, George. So the next event that we've got coming up is going to be August the 22nd and 23rd, and that's going to be our 14th annual Blanchard Bluegrass Festival. So, and I don't know if you're a bluegrass fan, but I wasn't when I started the festival 14 years ago, but I have learned to just fall in love with it. And nothing gets you grinning more than some banjo picking. So we'll be doing that. That'll be Friday and Saturday, the 22nd and 23rd. Again, we start the event at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It'll go until 10. We'll have a new band playing each and every hour.
All right. And local groups, too. Involved in that?
Of course, we have local groups. We had the last few years, we've brought bands in from Texas and bands in from all parts of the state of Oklahoma. But this year, it's mostly going to be a metro area and Blanchard. I think two of the bands, I believe, are Blanchard and or Tuttle area.
Right.
So, yeah. But the other three are from the metro Norman area and very, very good bands.
What's in September?
September, I was kind of hoping to avoid that one. That's our big annual car show, Mufflers on Main. And one thing that Roger probably didn't get a chance to talk about, but there's going to be some construction going on Main Street during that particular time frame. And so we're working on some different avenues to be able to still have the car show right off of the main highway. It just probably won't be Main Street, but we will still have it. That is going to be, though, actually held on the last Saturday of the month, so September
27th
is going to be that Saturday for this year. And I have not checked the OU football schedule, but I'm sure that it's going to be an off week and we're going to have a good attendance.
Sounds great. All right. Halloween comes around in October. You always got something going on around that area.
We do. We have Pumpkin Fest coming up. That'll be October 31st. And the construction side of the Main Street area will all be to the point where we can still have the kiddos out there and have a nice, safe Halloween festival. And then, of course, we've got the Veterans Parade in November. That'll be, I believe, the 13th. That's the second Saturday of November. And then following that up, just a few weeks later, we'll be having our annual Christmas on Main Street event, which starts with free pictures for the kiddos with Santa Claus, free train rides on the Oventive Express, and then, of course, following it up with the lighted parade. And that'll all happen the second Saturday of December. Don't ask me the date. I think it's the 14th.
It might be the 13th or 14th. 13th right around or 14th, there. Okay. Yes. All right. So a lot happening. And you mentioned the Veterans Parade, but got to give a shout out to the memorial, which is just beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. Yeah. If I don't know if you've been by and seen it at night lately.
Not at night. Yes.
They've redone all of the lighting, so it is phenomenally lit up at night. It's all red, white, and blue. I can change the colors on it if I want to, too. So, you know, if it's St. Patrick's Day, we can turn all the backdrops green if we want. We're not probably going to do that, but we could if we wanted to. But, yeah, it's all red, white, and blue right now. New flags have been placed out because we just celebrated the anniversary of the opening 1 year ago, and so it's been refreshed and updated and freshly cut. And if you're a veteran and you would like to have a brick put up out there, or you'd like to do one for a loved one or a family member, you can go to our website at cityofblanchard.us, go to the veterans page, memorial page on there, and you can click and buy a link or buy a brick for the memorial right there on the website.
A lot of great information. Chris, thanks so much for coming in. We
George, thanks for having me.